Getting back to the issue of where things are heading in terms of the next generation of trials, what about in the adjuvant setting, specifically the issue of bevacizumab as adjuvant therapy?
So there are studies being proposed. There are ECOG trials being proposed, and I believe that is the combination that they want to move forward with is adjuvant, is with the Avastin. There are some pros and cons to that. If you believe Avastin works well in the metastatic setting, that would be a rationalization to move your best metastatic regimen as an adjuvant therapy. If you go with the data these days that's published, cisvinorelbine would be what you choose, but not many people are using cisvinorelbine as an adjuvant therapy. Myself, I use a lot of cisplatin and docetaxel as adjuvant, and we have a trial open at MD Anderson that uses adjuvant cisplatin and Taxotere followed by 1 year of Tarceva. It is a pilot feasibility trial. We are going to look for some biomarkers, but it is not going to be a trial that's going to establish the use of maintenance Tarceva in this population of stage 1 through 3A. OSI, however, is working on a trial like that and will propose a trial and probably launch a trial next year, a large-scale trial that does use Tarceva as an adjuvant therapy. With Avastin, you think about what the problems could be in a post-operative setting, and we have to derive that from colon. Wound dehiscence was definitely something that occurred, as well as bowel perforation, in the early studies with Avastin and colon. You wonder if there will be any dehiscence aspects in lung cancer patients who have had surgeries that quickly, and we're not sure.
I know about the bowel perforation, but I've not heard about wound dehiscence.
There was a little bit of that described as well, and sometimes at first the thought was that all of these bowel perforations were coming from the actual surgical region, and then they found out there were actually independent areas within the bowel that had perforations and not necessarily at the actual surgical site.
So right now, I think in colon, the going approach usually I think is 6 weeks. Roughly, and I think that's kind of come out with your colleagues there at MD Anderson, Lee Ellis, et cetera, for using Avastin after surgery. Is that sort of what's being thought about with lung?
I don't know the exact date or timeline they're going to use with lung at this point. Certainly, we don't have any problem starting chemotherapy, which would reduce your blood counts and platelet counts during that period of time. So I think it would be very reasonable to do that.